Well, then with these tremendous mood swings, Neil, people who get depressed, people who are bipolar, what can they do? Definitely consult their doctor, and you got to listen to him. But what else can they do?
Well, the main thing is, and this is what we learn keeps the amygdala clicked backwards, are these trauma memories, and most often repressed trauma memories. So, just briefly, you do an exercise, which we call the either mind movie rewrite, or the same thing is called the self trauma drama. This is what Lingo called it, the director of the Brain Lab, and I renamed it in my own book, in my Supercharged book, mind movie rewrite.
Mm-hmm.
And so you sit down and you remember a traumatic event, and you work your way backwards. For example, you might remember something that happened earlier in the day or just this past week.
Right.
So you remember that traumatic event, and you kind of relive it in your mind's eye. And maybe if you're in a place that you can scream, you know, and yell and pound on the floor, you know, you really feel those emotions, okay? So that's step one. Step two would be you go back and you reprocess. I mean, you relive that trauma memory, but you protect yourself. I call it Rambo's revenge, okay?
Hmm.
You defend yourself, or perhaps you get even with that person that caused this trauma. You do it in a very reptilian manner, but you survive, okay?
Right.
You survive the episode, so you've now done it, you know, with a second revised script. Now what that does is that frees up a lot of bound energy, and very often when people do that second step, they move out of depression. See, depression is when you're squashed down, where you can't even express your rage, express your anger. So what you do is you really express it, and you reprocess it in that second step. And you do that until you're bored with the trauma, until you no longer feel the negative emotion. That's how you get that negative emotion out of your system. Okay? Then step three is you go back and you reprocess that trauma memory, but you do it in a manner, you do it where...
You're almost like reprogramming yourself,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And, you know, we know that the brain reacts to reprogrammed memories and false memories and imagined memories in the same way that it reacts to real memories of real events, okay? So you relive that movie again, but the way it should have occurred. Instead of mom punishing you for getting your clothes dirty while you were having fun, she sits down, like I said, with Peter and plays with you, and everybody's smiling and laughing. You redo it the way it should have been done. And what you're really doing is you're learning and you're teaching your brain how to react in an advanced frontal lobes type of way, using creativity and imagination and cooperation and intuition and logic. You teach yourself and you learn how to respond in traumatic, impossible traumatic types of situations, and respond in a way that's productive and positive, right? So you first identify with the original trauma memory. You then get all the negative emotions out of your system and express them, and then you reprogram in a positive way. And that's the basic. There's a couple more steps that go on from there, but briefly that's what you do. So what happens is you act by doing that self-trauma drama, that mind movie rewrite, you're actually physically changing the wiring inside your brain, right? You've learned a new skill, and you're learning how to navigate all the obstacles in life, because really you only have to do maybe between 6 and 12 of these trauma memories and you've covered all your bases. It's not like there's 1,000 of them. They're all variations of the basic
same thing.
5 or 6
yeah.
that you keep running into throughout your life. And so when you go back and you deal with some of these root ones, you're dealing with that same situation that happens over and over and over and over again, and suddenly you're dancing your way around those obstacles. And then life is wee instead of bleh, you know?